And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Medical sonographer Lisa Allen explains the role of the sonogram during pregnancy.
If you were going to go and have an ultrasound, it's always a very exciting thing because you want to, most people want to find out the gender of their babies, and that's certainly not our priority, but we it's part of the exam. A lot of times they tell you you have to fill your bladder, and most women, they have to drink all the water and come in uncomfortable. And yes, you'll have to fill your bladder. It helps us to see, you know, to get through and get the images, but you know, you come in and you lay down on the bed and you get all excited and you bring your family members and we have you silence your cell phones, and people want to have their cell phones on during their exam, but it can interfere with the medical equipment, so people get disappointed when they have to turn their cell phones off. And we generally, you know, put some gel on, and we do warm our gel. People always say, oh, you're going to put cold gel on, and that's not the case. We warm ours. And then we just take a probe and we kind of rub it around on the belly. And hopefully, you know, we don't want to press too hard. We don't want to hurt anybody. But and we get the images, and we have a monitor up on the wall so the patient that's laying there can see the monitor and watch the whole exam. They don't have to crane their neck, because a lot of people tell me, oh, I had to crane my neck at the last place and I couldn't see and it hurt my neck. So we have a monitor, and you know, the patients get to watch the exam. And we generally start out because there's you have to look at the uterus and the ovaries and the maternal part of things, and then we do the baby. And looking at the baby, and we point everything out, and we have a whole list of things that we have to look at, body parts. It's my checklist, and there's probably 25 or 30 items on the baby that we have to document and measure. And so we go through, and we, of course, get the patient the pictures, and we don't always get the best ones, or they think it looks scary or creepy, or sometimes they get really cute ones. It all depends on the, you know, the baby's position, and we always joke around and say, you know, we're after a moving target, and the baby's moving in there, and we have two patients. We have the mom and the baby, or multiple babies in certain situations, and we finish the exam and give them their pictures, and then they'll move on and talk with the doctor, and they'll give them the results. So we generally can't tell the patient specific information or answer their questions as such, but can certainly point out what we're doing and make it a pleasant experience for them.